I mean, those who are Krishna's devotees, they also have this feeling. Once Kunti Devi instructed Yudhishthir that if someone help you one time, you should try to help him 10 times. So this is feeling of gratitude. So Krishna felt so much obliged and gratitude, then he gave words to Draupadi that you will never have any scarcity of cloth in your whole life. And you know, when later on Draupadi was, you know, the Kauravas group that tried to make Draupadi naked, at that time Krishna supplied all the cloth, unlimited cloth. These foolish Kauravas, they were watching that cloths are coming and coming and coming. The whole assembly hall became completely packed up with saris. But still they were so dull-headed, they could not understand the secret behind it. Still they maintained that demoniac, you know, mentality. This is very wonderful, because even after getting sufficient proof that Draupadi is not an ordinary lady and how she is helped by God, still demoniac mentality is so strong that they could not understand that they were committing a great offense. So this is one of the sample of Krishna's gratitude, how he repays his devotees. Even they do little service, but still Krishna never forgets that service. So this is what I heard from different devotees, how Krishna repaid the little cloth he received when he cut his finger. That is also by his own will, and to receive some care from his devotees. And that same cloth, I mean, he repaid in multiplied, you know, form, you know. So this is one incident that proves that if we render little service to Lord Krishna, he never forgets. We have heard the pastimes of that lady who was selling fruit vendors. She gave some fruits to Krishna, and Krishna, you know, he came with few grains, and when these grains are given to that lady was satisfied. Business-wise, it was not a good deal. I mean, it was not a good profit. But because she loved Krishna and her basket was completely filled with jewels and pearls. So this is the way how Krishna reciprocates. Srila Prabhupada used to say, if you proceed towards Krishna one step, Krishna proceed to you 10 steps. So his reciprocation is always, you know, greater than our little service. Always he gives more, and this is his nature. Okay, if you have any other preference, I can listen. Rukmini, Krishna kidnapped Rukmini. Okay, all these pastimes are known to you. You have heard many times, but still, as Prabhupada said, that pastimes of the Supreme Personality of God never become old. Rather, it is opposite. The more you hear, the more it is relishable. The more it becomes, fresh. The more you hear, it's like this. Ordinary film, cinema, you know, if you go to, before joining ISKCON, you know, many of we had this habit of watching mundane films. If you watch once, I don't think, in rare cases, you may feel to watch twice or thrice. But after that, even if it is the so-called best film, it becomes useless, isn't it? Song also, sometimes in some particular season, just like in Bengal, Durga Puja time, some song becomes very popular. But after 1 year, completely forgotten that song. So this is the nature of material topics. But when it is related to Krishna, The more you hear, the more it is fresh, more it is enjoyable. So Krishna kidnaps Rukmini. Rukmini was daughter of Bhishmaka, as far as I remember, Bhishmaka. And her brother's name was Rukmi. And brother was a kind of demon. And he had good friendship with Shishupal. So naturally, he was appreciative of Shishupal because he had good relation with Shishupal. So in his mind, Rukma was thinking that my sister, I will arrange my sister's marriage with my best friend, Shishupal. Sometimes Narad Muni used to visit Bhishmaka's palace, and Rukmini was entrusted to serve Narad Muni. She was cooking for Narada and she was serving prasadam. And while serving prasadam, she had good chance to speak with Narad Muni. And she knew Narad Muni is a transcendental spaceman. He is traveling not only within the material universe, but he goes out of material universe, he goes to spiritual world, Vaikunthas and Goloka even. So Rukmini was sure that Narad Muni knows all the information. And as she was, you know, growing as a youthful princess, she was a little curious to find out her future husband. So she was asking some questions to Narad Muni. My dear Narad Muni, because you are visiting many other planets, many places, and you know so many princes, and you know so many persons. So, in your opinion, can you kindly tell me who is the best person in your experience? So Narad Muni immediately replied that the best person is Krishna. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and now he is residing in Dwaraka. So in this way, Rukmini was asking thousands of questions about Lord Krishna. And every time, whenever Narad Muni visited Rukmini's house, always Narad Muni was narrating Krishna's pastimes, and Rukmini was asking many questions. In this way, simply by hearing about Krishna, Rukmini fell in love with Krishna. She never saw Krishna, before marriage. But still, simply by hearing Krishna's pastimes, the description of Krishna's beauty, Krishna's six opulences, he is the strongest, he is the wisest, he is most renounced, best qualities. So then Rukmini decided, if I marry at all, then I'll marry only Krishna. So when she was, she was completely young to get married. At that time, Rukma came with the proposal that my sister should get married with a very good person, Shishupal. Bhishmaka was also in his mind, he was thinking that I'll arrange my daughter's marriage with Krishna. Bhishmaka, he was a devotee of Krishna. But because his son was very arrogant and very demoniac, and Bhishmaka was little scared of his son, So Bhishmaka, when he heard the proposal that Rukmini should get married with Shishupal, he was little disturbed, So he tried to protest, but Rukma was very arrogant, and he told, no, question doesn't arise. He is the greatest hero of this planet now. And like this, he was giving so many arguments. So although Bhishmaka was not mentally happy, but still due to the arrogance of his son, Bhishmaka remained silent. And Rukma informed Shishupal that I am going to arrange your marriage with my sister Rukmini. And Shishupal was extremely happy because Rukmini was really very, very beautiful. She is Lakshmi, So Shishupal was very happy. So marriage date was fixed. On this date, in this month, on this date, marriage will take place. And when Rukmini heard this, without consulting with her, It is completely, you know, completely, I mean, unauthorized, illegal. How is it possible? Without consulting the girl, he is going to arrange the marriage. So Rukmini was very unhappy, because she decided that I will marry only Krishna. But when she heard the news, it was too late. So she was feeling hopeless. Perhaps by force they will, you know, get me married with Shishupal. So she was a little worried, but still she wanted to, try as far as possible to make her wish, you know, a reality. So she wrote a letter. This letter is still available. In Srimad Bhagavatam there are 100 verses, Rukmini's letter. Very beautiful letter. Srutva gunan bhubana sundara srinnatanti nirvishya karna vibarair haratanga tapam rupam drisham drishimatam akhilartha labham tai achyata avishati chitta apatrapam me. This is one verse. Like this there are 100 verses. Srutva gunan bhubana sundara. Bhubana sundara, who is most beautiful in this bhubana. Bhubana means three worlds, chatta bhubana, you know. Of course Krishna's beauty, you know, he is most beautiful in spiritual world also. But Rukmini used the word bhubana. You are most beautiful in these 14 worlds. Srutva gunan, hearing your qualifications, hearing your qualities, about your qualities. O bhubana sundara, most beautiful within these three worlds, within this bhubana. Sutva gunan bhubana sundara srinnata angti nirvishya karna vibarair. When your narration of your pastimes and qualities enters into my ear hole, karna vibara means hole of the ear. When they enter into my ear hole, nirvishya karna vibarair haratanga tapam, that time all the suffering and miseries of my body is completely forgotten. Anga tapam, tapam means suffering, anga means body. So all the bodily sufferings are completely forgotten simply by hearing your sweet pastimes and qualifications, about your qualification. Haratanga tapam sattva gunan bhubana sundara srinnatanti nirvishya karna vibarair haratanga tapam rupam drisham drishimatam akhilarthalam. Those who have got eyes, for them watching your beauty is the highest festival. Rupam drisham drishimatam akhilarthalam. Simply by watching your beauty, they achieve everything. Akhil means everything. Akhil arthalabham. All desirable things are achieved simply by watching your beauty. Rupam drisham drishimatam akhil arthalabham. Toi achyuta avishati chitta. My dear achyuta, infallible. You never commit mistake to respond to the call of your devotees. That's why you are called achyuta. You never commit mistake. When a devotee calls you with sincerity, you never forget, or you never commit mistake to reciprocate, to respond. Hey Achyuta, oh my dear Achyuta, Toi Achyuta, Avishuti Jittam, my heart is entering into you. Apatrapangme, like a shameless girl. My heart is entering into you like a shameless girl. I have lost my, generally, ladies, girls, they feel ashamed, you know, to speak about, you know, especially to, you know, offer their love. So Rukmini told, but I have become shameless. I have become shameless. So like this she wrote 100 verses, and she was thinking how to send this letter to Krishna. So she thought Krishna is called Gobrahmana Hitayacha. Govindaya Namanam. Namo Brahmana Devaya Gobrahmana Hitayacha. Jagadhitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namanam. So he is most beloved to the Brahmins. He told that Brahmins are my, I always perform the welfare activities for the Brahmins. So Brahmins are very dear. Brahmins and cow are very dear to Govinda. So she selected a perfect, genuine Brahmin who was leading a pure life, whose character was spotless. She selected a very good Brahmin, and she called that Brahmin in her room, and she cryingly she requested that Brahmin that, "I have written a letter for Krishna. Please, I will give you a chariot. With this chariot, you please go to Dwaraka and hand over this letter somehow to Krishna as early as possible, because time is very short. You know, my brother is going to arrange my marriage with Shishupal. I don't want." So she explained everything to that Brahmin, and that Brahmin, as he was already a devotee of Krishna, he took this letter, and with a horse and chariot provided by Rukmini, he started secretly for Dwaraka. And when he reached Dwaraka, it was very late. I think, as far as I remember, only 12 hours was left. I mean, for Rukmini's marriage with Shishupal. So time is very short, and the distance from Vidarbha to Dwaraka is so far that it is quite impossible for a human to come, even with the speediest chariot, to come to Vidarbha. It was completely impossible. But God is God. So when he read this letter, he immediately understood Rukmini's mind, and he wanted to go to, he wanted to respond to Rukmini's love. So he immediately called his chariot driver, and Balaram also, he understood, and he thought, "Yeah, I should help my brother." So then both of them started for Vidarbha. So when they reached Vidarbha, then other citizens of Vidarbha, they saw Krishna and Balaram. And when they saw Krishna, and they started speaking among themselves, "Yeah, this is the person suitable for Rukmini." Because they saw, as a citizen, they saw Rukmini also. "So this is the person suitable for Rukmini. So handsome, so beautiful, so bright, so attractive. But what they are arranging with Shishupal, you know." So they were criticizing the citizen, and they are speaking among themselves that this person should get married Rukmini, get married with Rukmini. Anyway, so next day Shishupal came ready for marriage with all the, you know, in Bengal we say Borjatri. Borjatri means those who accompany the bridegroom. So he came with his battalion soldiers, and he was very happy that, "I am the luckiest person, because I am going to marry such a girl, I mean, very, very beautiful, very, very qualified." So he was completely happy. So then he was enjoying some game with his friends, with Rukma. At that time, Rukmini, in that letter, Rukmini mentioned, "How you'll kidnap me?" She gave the guideline. She mentioned that, "You come to near my Durga Mandap." There is a Durga temple. Generally, in those days, king used to worship Durga. Durga helps in battle, you know. So Rukmini gave the guideline, "You come with your chariot, wait near the Durga temple. I will, with an excuse to worship Durga, I will come to Durga temple, and from there you can kidnap me." So this was guideline written by Rukmini herself. So then Rukmini was going out with a plate for worshipping Durga. Her brother asked, "Where are you going?" "Oh, today is my marriage, so I should worship Durga." Okay, go." He could not understand the trick. So she came out to Durga temple and started to worshipping Durga. She was worshipping long time, because she was looking whether Krishna has come or not. But she could not find anyone according to the description of Narad Muni. And she never saw Krishna. And because Rukmini was very, very beautiful, many other princes, you know, they were gathering around Durga temple just to see a glimpse of Rukmini. So then many prince, you know, from different countries, they are waiting when Rukmini will come out from Durga temple. It was a big gathering around Durga temple. And when Rukmini came out, she saw so many, you know, prince, you know, from different countries. And she was watching, where is my beloved Krishna? You know, she was watching. But she doesn't know because she never got any photograph of Krishna, you know. She doesn't know how Krishna looks like. She was looking and looking and looking, and suddenly she saw Krishna. Simply by seeing Krishna for the first time, she understood this is Krishna. And she did not ask also, are you Krishna? She did not ask. She straightforward, she reached to the chariot and upraised her hand, and Krishna pulled her on the chariot. So without asking, sometimes you may think, oh, she could at least ask, are you Krishna? She did not ask. It is not necessary to ask. If I say next morning in the eastern horizon there will be a sunrise, so if you say how to recognize the sun, if I say it is like this, very bright, so you'll never mistake a glowworm or a candle to be sun. When sun rises in the eastern horizon, even if you don't see sun, if you see the sun for the first time, you can understand its brightness. So Rukmini felt, I need not ask if he is really Krishna or somebody else. She was over sure. What she heard from Narada Muni and what she saw, seeing is more, you know, more impressive. She understood, this must be Krishna. Without asking, she just, went near Krishna's chariot, and Krishna took her on his chariot. Then Krishna, you know, blew his conch, Panchajanna, because Kshatriya, you know, they cannot tolerate the criticism that they are coward. So Krishna wanted to prove that I am not coward. So he blew his conch. And when Shishupal heard this conch, the sound was known to him. So he understood it is Krishna's conch. Then he knew that there is some problem. So he immediately came out and he heard the news that Krishna came and Krishna, you know, kidnapped Rukmini. Generally, what they do to prove that I am not kidnapping Rukmini, in case of Arjuna also, when Arjuna kidnapped Subhadra, they allow the girl to drive the chariot as a symptom that I am not kidnapping. So Krishna allowed Rukmini to drive the chariot for some time. And when Shishupal and others, they saw that Rukmini is driving, they understood that it is not only Krishna, you know. Rukmini wants Krishna. So, you know, you can imagine the condition of Shishupal. He was so much dreaming, you know. And suddenly, you know, so much bitter news. He became very, very, you know, furious. And he called on all his soldiers. And he wanted to attack. So they divided their soldiers because they came, you know, Krishna came with Balaram. Balaram came with some soldiers. So they thought, if we attack Balaram, Krishna will escape. And if we attack Krishna, Balaram will kill our soldiers, you know. So they divided. Rukmini's brother told, okay, don't worry, my dear friend Shishupal. You handle Balaram and his soldiers. I will handle myself with my soldier. I will handle Krishna. So then Rukma was following Krishna, and Shishupal followed Balaram soldier. So there was a big fight, you know. And when Rukma, he challenged Krishna. So, you know, Krishna, you know, he's all powerful. So for Krishna, Rukma is nothing. So within a short time, he defeated Rukma. And Rukmini, as a devotee, you know, soft-hearted devotee, she requested Krishna that this is my first request to you, that please don't kill my brother. And Krishna told, You see, Krishna always keeps devotee's word. Okay, I'll not kill him, but I'll give him a lesson. So Krishna with his sharp sword, he shaped Rukma's hair in different places, you know, unevenly, and put some, you know, color like this, you know, and okay, now you can go. So Rukma was very much insulted, you know. And then Krishna very safely, he came back to Dwaraka. Lunch, and you are busy in dancing with him. So it is not good. If you do like this, his health will be spoiled. And perhaps you are doing it every day. So Yashoda was a little angry. And other gopis replied. Radha was silent. Other gopis replied, "No, no. Your Krishna is in your house. Go and see. This is our Krishna. Our Krishna doesn't go to, you know, pasturing ground with the cows. Our Krishna is always dancing with flute. So you please go and check. This is not your Krishna." So Yashoda told, "How is it possible? I don't know my son. His face is exactly like my son, his size and beauty, everything is exactly like my son. How can you cheat me?" "No, no, you go and check up. You go back to your house and see." So finally Yashoda came back to her house, and really she found that her Krishna is sleeping. So she was a little surprised. How is it possible? So then again she went back to that group, that gopis group where Krishna was dancing. So she was not convinced. She was telling, "How is it possible? You are right that my Krishna is sleeping. But it is also true that the Krishna who is dancing here is exactly 100% like my son." So she thought there must be some mystery. Maybe they are, you know, bringing Krishna when I come on the way, you know, they are doing something. Otherwise, how is it possible? Then Yashoda gave a proposal. "You bring your Krishna. I like to see him with my son dancing together." Then Radha told, "Okay, that is, proposal is good, but there is a risk. Because you told your Krishna and my Krishna have same face. So sometimes there may be interchange. I mean, you may take my Krishna by mistake and I may take your Krishna by mistake. And I don't like to do this mistake. So then, okay, let us do one thing. Let us put a mark of tilak on Krishna's forehead so that when they will be dancing together, I can know my Krishna with this mark." Then Yashoda agreed. So then Radha's Krishna came although they are non-different, but still there is difference of emotion, difference of, you know, Yashoda's Krishna has Vatsalya Prem and Radha's Krishna has Madhurya Prem. So there is some difference of emotion also, different of rashas. So Radha's Krishna came and Yashoda's Krishna also came and they started dancing. So very ecstatic dance, you know. Krishna is called Nataraj, king of all dancers, king of all dancers. Nataraj, Nata means dance and Raj means king, king of all dancers. So the dancing was very, 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 you know, sweet. Suddenly what happened, Yashoda's Krishna merged into Radha's Krishna, became one Krishna. Suddenly Yashoda's Krishna, you know, disappeared. He merged into Radha's Krishna. So Yashoda was little surprised, where is my Krishna? So she told, yeah, this is my Krishna. Radha told, okay, stop, see the tilak mark, you remember? My Krishna had tilak mark, but your Krishna was without tilak, I mean without that mark, particular mark. So this is my Krishna. Then where is my Krishna? Yashoda was asking, where is my Krishna? That you know, where is your Krishna, how can I tell? So they are ready to go with their Krishna. And Yashoda started to cry. She told, I'll commit suicide, I'll die, without my Krishna I'll die. Saying like this, she fainted. So then Krishna gave hints to Radha. I mean, Krishna could speak to Radha through hearts. So Radha came to Yashoda and told, yeah, your Krishna is there, please wake up. And immediately Yashoda, when heard my Krishna is there, you know, she immediately woke up. And Radha told, go and see to Krishna's bedroom, he is still there. So Yashoda went and found her Krishna sleeping in bedroom. But before that, Yashoda asked Radha, I touch your feet, please give back my Krishna, you know. So in this way, Krishna proved that Radha's Krishna in Madhurya Rash is superior to Yashoda's Krishna in Vatsalya Rash. So this is one of the first time written in His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Swami Maharaja's book. So our time is almost finished. So you want to hear some other pastime? I don't think I can finish, only maximum 5 minutes. Pardon? Oh, you have heard many times. Okay, one more pastime I tell briefly. Krishna was caught red-handed. Few days back, some devotee was telling this. All the gopis, they are always complaining to Yashoda that your Krishna is stealing butter, and Yashoda never believed. She wanted proof. So why my Krishna will go for stealing? She never believed. If you can give me proof, then I can consider. So one day, Krishna went to steal butter in some gopi's house, and that gopi was very much determined to give a proof to Mother Yashoda. So she was hiding secretly, and when Krishna entered and tried to steal butter, immediately that gopi captured Krishna, of course with Krishna's permission. Without Krishna's permission, nobody can capture him. So she became very happy. Today I can give, I mean, proof. I caught him red-handed. So she was dragging Krishna, come. And Krishna was, you know, like a normal child. Please, next day I'll not come. I'll not do this mistake anymore, you know. He was appealing like anything, you know. No, I don't believe, and I have to give proof to your mother. So she just dragged Krishna, holding his hand. And in the meantime, what happened? Krishna transformed his form into the into another boy. I mean, that he became the son of that gopi. He took the form of a son of that gopi, you know, who hold her, they hold him. So she came to Yashoda's house. Yashoda Mai, please come out. You wanted proof. Today I'll give you proof. I have caught Krishna red-handed when he was stealing butter in my house. Still there is butter in his mouth. Come and see. And Yashoda came and Yashoda saw, no, this is your son. My son. So she looked at the face and it was her son. You understand? So Yashoda, she told, you see, how can I believe you? Every day you are complaining that Krishna is stealing butter. You are bringing your own son who was stealing butter, but because you are envious of Krishna, you thought only my son is stealing, and you also cannot understand, you identify your own son. So that gopi was really embarrassed, you know. She was completely defeated, you know. Okay, sorry, I don't know how I committed this mistake. It is a surprise. Anyway, but she was in heart, she was a little confused. No, there is some mystery, you know. But anyway, she was taking back her son. And she took her son on her shoulder. And son was sitting on the shoulder and started to, what is called, patting her head like this. Look, look, look at me. So she looked. And this was Krishna sitting. Krishna was sitting. And she immediately, she put Krishna on the ground. How is it possible? First time I took Krishna, your mother did not believe, and you look like my son. And now you again, you have become like Krishna. How is it possible? So Krishna told, today I have become your son. Next time if you catch me, I will become your husband. So be careful. Be careful. So she became angry and she tried to catch Krishna, but Krishna ran away. Okay. Krishna's pastimes is very, very beautiful, wonderful. Very, very wonderful. It is possible only by God. Okay, so any other question or comment or correction? Any question or... Okay, Mataji. Thank you. Jai Lila Purushottam Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki, Samabhata Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nidai Gaur Pramanandi Hari Hari Vah.